Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with T.G. Watkins. He is the director of stocks over at Simpler Trading. But really the best way to follow along with what T.G. is trading and some of his market thoughts is over at the Profit Pilot website. I will post a link below this interview to that website. T.G., you and I were chatting off mic and you made the comment that last week you had a number of your stops hit in stocks that you had been riding higher, but underneath the surface here, because a number of these stops were hit, I think there is the potential here that we're seeing a general change in the markets, or even more specifically, a bit of a different rotation within these markets. T.G., give us a little recap of what last week is telling you regarding some of your stops being hit.
Yeah, exactly. So ever since November, I've been having riding a really, really strong wave, been just killing it in the market, and everything's been doing pretty well. And you keep moving your stops up, you keep rotating around some of these names that are doing well. And then all of a sudden, you know, I could see that the market was starting to pull back, something like that. And we've had a few pullbacks before, no big deal. But last week, this pullback was all happening in the names that I was playing and all the big winners that I've had. And suddenly I get stopped out left and right. And, you know, they're all profit stop outs. But I'm like, oh, okay, something's happening here. I need to take a minute, look around and see what's going on. And what I'm looking at basically is sector rotation. These names that I've been riding for the last 4 months, which have been doing really, really well, are just doing too well. They're too high. They're too far away from support, too far away from moving averages. And investors and the big funds look at this and say, oh, the risk to reward is not in our favor. It's time to start getting out of these, and we need to go put money elsewhere. And so while I was getting stopped out last week and kind of reassessing, I've been noticing that the rotation seems to be in all of the reopening names. So last week and this week, we're seeing strength in hotels, airlines, casinos, cruise lines, entertainment, restaurants, that kind of stuff. So you just kind of use stops as a way to say, okay, something's changed and where do I need to go?
It really just goes to show, though, that there is this rotation going on because we're not seeing a broad sell-off in the broad averages, right? The broad averages are mostly moving sideways. So it goes to show that money's staying in the market. It's just being moved around a bit more actively, maybe, than we have seen in prior years.
Yeah, exactly. You know, people are saying like, oh, do you ever go short? And, you know, when are we going to short this? I'm like, hey, just because we're getting stopped out of, you know, some names over here doesn't mean that the market is bad. The market's still great. You know, it's still at a very high point. It's still in an uptrend. It just needs to get closer to moving averages and support. And underneath the surface, you look around, there's always a bull market someplace. And you just have to be in the right place at the right time. And that's what I've been doing for the last 4 months, writing all these crazy new names. But right now, the money's moving around into the reopening names, and I got to look around and see if there are any opportunities.
So are you seeing opportunities then when you do get stopped out? I know your trading strategy. You like to be invested. You like to play the uptrends. How sustainable are some of these, let's call them newer uptrends in the reopening stocks?
They look fairly good, but unfortunately, I've missed the beginning of these trades. So right now, like this week, they don't really, they look great. That's the problem, is that they look too good and they're not at good places to be in. If I were in them already, I'd be excited. But right now, that they're not at good opportunities to be getting in. And so I just kind of need to take a moment and either wait for some pullbacks on them or just kind of stay on the sidelines until some of the other names that I want look better. The only one that I haven't finished looking through my list, but the only one that's looking ripe right now is Planet Fitness, PLNT. And beyond that, you know, I'm going on vacation actually tomorrow, going skiing in Tahoe. And last week, Saturday, I had a really big class that I was teaching everybody. So yeah, I've just been a little bit busy and sitting on the profits that I had from the last 4 months. I'm kind of okay just being on the sidelines for a little bit, letting all this rotation happen.
So some of the recent sectors that you and I have been discussing are some of these electric vehicle manufacturers, some of the tech stocks. Clearly now those are, I guess, showing a little bit of weakness. Do you think that's going to be long-term weakness?
I wouldn't think so. I don't know how long it's going to take for them to be content and find bases and start to move up. But you look at names like Bloom Energy and F-Cell, and some of the solars like SOL, and you know, you just look at these names, NIO and Tesla. They've just UAVS. I mean, these are all the names that I played that have just gone up hundreds of percent, and they are just so overbought that they're making their way back down to support, and it's going to take time. So no, I don't see long-term weakness. They just need to get back down to support, kind of build that base, demonstrate that they are holding, and then hopefully they can start going up again at some point, and we'll just see where that goes. So I'm just being patient right now.
Do you think the market broadly, or the broad averages, are missing some sort of maybe fiscal package or some sort of stimulus that could inject more money into the system? Because as I said on the onset, last week, week and a half, it's been kind of flatlining these markets.
Well, I think as far as stimulus, everyone already knows that stimulus is coming. Like, it's been telegraphed for a long time. And with the new administration, they've really said, we're pretty much going to hit that $1.9 trillion. It might be a little bit less, but it's pretty much going to be close to that. So that's already baked in to the cake. I think that's already been accounted for. Maybe that's why the reopening names are actually doing well, because maybe that's where the stimulus is going. But I think that the shock to some of these names might be the surprise rate of interest rates starting to go up. I think interest rates moving up a bit does put some pressure on the riskier, risk-on small-cap names. And so they kind of have to reassess what's going on. They've done really, really well over the last 4 months. Like, look at them. They've been incredible. They're going to have to take a break. You know, they can't keep running forever. They're going to have to take a break, and that's what we're experiencing right now.
But isn't that the thing? These growth stocks, they've been running over the last 3-4 months, but so have interest rates. So do you think we're finally coming to a point where higher, especially longer end rates, are starting to matter?
I don't know too much about that stuff. It's not something I really follow. The only thing I do is I read and I talk to other people, and that's been the general idea. It's like, yes, interest rates have been moving up, but it seems as though last week or the week before there was a bit of a change as far as the rate or the spike up of those. Again, nothing I really follow too closely, so I can't speak to it too much, but that kind of seems like, oh, something happened last week that started to roll these things over, and that might have been one of the things that people kind of put their fingers on.
Okay. So I guess right now you're still not getting too aggressive. You're reanalyzing all these different sectors that are running. But when it comes to putting stops on the table, I know you're a technical trader and you follow these stocks very closely, but what is your strategy for putting stops below some of these stocks, especially in these rising market environments?
Well, when I put on a trade initially, I usually like to use moving averages as my support. And so if I put on a trade and I expect price to follow a certain moving average, I'll put my stop just a little bit underneath that moving average to give me a little cushion, because, you know, price always moves around a bit and doesn't exactly bounce off moving averages. So that's my entry stop. And then as things start to move up, if the price really moves very far to the upside and kind of out of my outer upper bands, then I'll actually just take profits. I'll just take some off, because you never know how far down it's going to come on a pullback. And then as things move up, I will then continue to just manually move my stop up underneath what I think is either going to be support or moving average that I need price to stay over, or something like that. And usually, you know, I kind of see that momentum starts to shift to where these names are not going up as fast as they were. And then they start to meet their moving averages, and then they start going sideways through those moving averages. They chop through them, and then they start to roll over and fall through those moving averages. And that's where I fortunately have my stop, and they just start, yeah, they start getting plunked left and right. It's like tick, tick, tick. And you're like, oh, okay, something's changing. What's going on out there? And my account tells me that something's changed with the market. And it's great, because we look at something like UAVS. Thank goodness I had a stop underneath that thing. I think they got attacked by some short sellers and some documents that – not documents, but like a write-up that came out there to try and pummel the stock, because, you know, maybe shorts were trying to attack it. And that thing fell a huge amount in one day. And we got stopped out in the morning, and, you know, great, peace of mind. I look back at it later, I'm like, thank goodness I got out.
And, well, it just means that you're building up cash positions too, right? As stocks get hit, it means that you're sitting on more and more cash.
Yep.
Just a broad comment then. Before we wrap it up, how worried are you about some sort of a broader market pullback?
Well, it's happening right now. We are watching it. My concern right now is that if this does become something greater, we should get a bounce, because I'm looking at the S&P right now, and it's sitting right on the daily 21, which is a typical place for price to bounce. And based on what I'm seeing on the indicators down on the hourly and the 15-minute time frame, is that if we do get a bounce off of this daily 21, I'm concerned that it might be a bounce up to maybe like a double top, and then we might actually roll down and we might start aiming towards the daily 50 SMA. So that's kind of the process I'm watching for. And if that does start to happen, I mean, I might be 100% in cash. I don't know. But right now I am looking for a bounce. It's what's going to happen after that bounce that I am cautiously watching for to make sure that we don't get something a little bit more serious.
Okay. Hey, TG, good chatting with you, buddy, and a bit of a different conversation, because in all fairness, the last few months, you were just pounding the table on how great some of these stocks were doing, and now we're starting to see that rotation, but again, it's just rotation. Money is staying within these markets and just moving from sector to sector and running these sectors higher. So
yeah, and it's true, and that's really what you got to do when you follow these things. You got to follow the market. You can't just be like, oh, the market's bullish and these things are great and I'm never going to sell it. You have to. You got to be in and out of the market if you want to capture your money, and you have to respect what the market's doing and dance with it.
Exactly. And again, that's what the market is doing, and that's what the market has been doing. So some things at least are staying fairly constant. It's just picking those sectors where the money's flowing into. TG, thanks for your time. I will be posting a link to the Profit Pilot website below. That's where everyone can follow along. Thanks for your time today, TG.
Thank you.